Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Okay, let's finish up our series on the 3% versus the 97% and how they think, and how if you implement the last four parts to the series and this one and implement really what I'm saying into your life, you'll find yourself in business improving, even in your relationships. You'll see things to begin to turn around in your life. But let's just jump right into it. Another thing, the difference between how the 3% see things and how the 97% see things is the 3%, they think for themselves. They think for themselves, whereas the 97% let other people do their thinking for them. Let other people do their thinking for them. So the 3% think for themselves. They look at something and they make a decision, they move forward. The 97% wait for someone to tell them what to do all the time and how to do it. If nobody's saying anything or telling them what to do, they're just kind of sitting there content, mainly wasting time, allowing distractions to take over. Tends to be a lot of drama there, right? Another thing the 3% do is they avoid negative environments or conversations. The 3% avoid negative environments or conversations, whereas the 97% thrive on this kind of environment or conversation. How many times have you been in a situation where all of a sudden the conversation just got real negative and everything in you was like, I need to leave. I should no longer be here. I don't even need to be in the midst of this. I need to go, right? Or are you one that in the midst of things getting real negative, you're just adding in stuff and you're feeding in, not really trying to find resolve or bring a solution to the table, yet feeding into that negative mentality? Right? That's something to think about. There was a time in my life when I did honestly thrive on negative environments and conversations. Why? Because it allowed myself to not really hear my inner thoughts. It allowed myself to ignore the things that Shalonda needed to be dealing with versus what was external. Because when you're feeding off this stuff, usually it's external and it's allowing you to ignore the things you should be dealing with inside yourself. I'm just going to throw that out there. Another thing the 3% do is they are achievement driven. They are achievement driven. Whereas the 97% are looking to get something for nothing. That one's something I know we come across a lot in internet business and in network marketing, right? A 3% person, mindset person, is achievement driven. They get the job done and then there's accomplishment. They do things and they achieve them, and now they're at that next level. That's what drives them to keep going forward and going forward. Whereas the 97% is constantly looking for something without having to do anything at all. I want to get rich quick, but I don't want to go through any education or training. I want to make $10,000 a month online, yet I don't want to complete the training or do any of the work that it takes to create that income. I just want it here for free. In fact, I don't even want to invest in my own business. I want my business for free too. Just give me everything. Right? But the 3% is like, look, here's, I'm going to invest in this. I'm going to learn some things. Once I'm learning, I'm going to implement. Once I've implemented, I've reached success. Now I am driven to do the next thing and the next thing. Which one are you? Again, I've said this in the other parts. We are not here to judge ourselves. We're here to acknowledge where we are for real so that we can move forward and get to that income level we desire to be in, get our relationships where we truly desire them to be. Right? And begin to be able to educate those around us on truth to get them to a place of where income is all around, abundance is all around, and in that 3% state, right? So the 3%, they are leaders. The 97% are followers. Now understand this, for me personally, this is Shalonda's opinion, okay? And it's based on some things I've looked at. In order to be a good leader, you have to be able to follow. You must be able to follow in order to be a good leader, okay? But in order to be a good follower, just have to be able to follow. It doesn't necessarily mean you're ready to lead or you would like to lead, right? But in order to lead, you must be able to follow, which means the 3% understand leading as well as following. Because in order to be a leader, you must understand what it means to follow. Whereas the 97% simply understand following. They never really understood what the leadership part means, which means you're definitely able to follow. You have to understand following and be able to do it. Yet the next step is leadership. And a good leader is a great leader because they understand how to follow, which means they're not taking advantage of individuals. They understand what individuals are going through and that kind of thing. And our final point for this series is that the 3% respond rather than react. The 3% respond rather than react, whereas the 97% react rather than respond. Now, that one was one that I have grown into understanding and learned how to really just stop. When I feel the reaction rising up, I just stop. Just stop. Because honestly, when I started having children and I became a mother, I realized my daughters, they tend to react, just react out of their emotions, out of what they think is going on. They just react. And when I first had my first daughter, I was 25. And I realized at the age of 25, 26, 27, I was doing the exact same thing. I was reacting. I had the mindset of the 97%. I was reacting. I wasn't responding to anything. I was reacting. And then after I reacted, I'd sit there and think about it like, wow, that wasn't exactly the response I wanted, right? So the 3% respond. When you find yourself in situations that might get your blood boiling a little bit, situations that cause you to kind of get angry because there's a lack of understanding there, right? Or situations that simply hurt. And so you're angry because you ended up getting hurt, right? Because usually hurt leads to anger. Well, in these times, it's time to kind of sit back and observe the entire situation. The entire situation. And ironically enough, I found it interesting. When I started responding rather than reacting, people got confused. They honestly expected a reaction. And since my reaction was more or less no reaction, at least not at that moment, because I need to sit back and evaluate and determine what the best course of action would be in my response, right? I started getting an entirely different response from individuals because of that. And honestly, this side is much better than the response I was getting when I just reacted to everything. And each of us has our own different story, our own different area concerning this, but I'm sure you understand what I mean when I say the 3% respond rather than react, and that the 97% react rather than respond. It's all about that. I always think about it as far as controlling your emotions, you know, and that's something that is learned. We have to be able to really understand ourselves and really begin to say, you know what? I make a decision to be better. Therefore, I'm going to do better, right? So that's the end of this series on the 3% versus the 97%. I look forward to speaking to you again soon, and have a great day. Bye. Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.